This is item is PR 2020-4640, also known as 2020-5571, preliminary final plat SD 2021-113, vacation of public easement 2021-114, and vacation of public easement 2021-115 for Montgomery Plaza Partners LLC at 4595 and 4601 San Mateo Boulevard. Agent is Modulus Architects. And then we have a dramatic pause in the room. Okay, is there anyone here from Modulus Architects or otherwise representing this case? All right.
Madam Chair, this is Jay Rosen. Sorry. Madam Chair, this is Jay Rosen. I was going to point out Regina's here, and I believe Ryan's here.
Okay. Regina?
Hi.
There you are. Okay. Hello. I guess sometimes with a video on, it's hard to recognize you. Okay, please go ahead and give your name, your firm, and address.
My name is Regina Okoye and Modulus Architects, 100 Sun Avenue, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109, sorry.
Okay, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and do we need to bring anyone else from your team into the record?
Ryan, would you like to be sworn in as well?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. If we're going to continue being heard on this, I didn't know if you were going to ask for a deferral or not. I'm just kind of covering for Denise here.
Okay, so yes, I believe we do have to ask for a deferral. We haven't submitted for amended.
Did you want to go through DRB comments or just ask for a deferral?
We can go through the comments just to verify them.
Okay. Mr. Cartesian, Mr. Mulhall, can you go ahead and give us your name and address again?
Sure. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174.
Okay. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Okay. And would one of you give us an update from last time we saw you? Mr. Mulhall or Regina?
I'm sorry, can you go ahead and repeat that?
Oh, did you want to give us an update from last time we, last week?
Yeah, so we are just waiting on one easement just to verify that. So like I said, okay. We are going to defer it just so we can finalize that. We did send a revised justification in for the sidewalk, as well as the vacation of easements. So we did get that in. It's just a matter of figuring out the easements.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 12 at 4995 and 4601 San Mateo? Please raise your hand or unmute and speak up now. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Madam Chair, this is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have no objections. We did note that the easement number 32 is to be vacated. It covers portions both on-site and outside the platted area. And so we just want to make sure that's clear that the portion on-site is vacated, not necessarily the portion that's not within the platted area. And so I think as long as that's clear, we have no other comments. Thank you.
Okay,
all right, any questions for Mr. Carter?
No, not on our end.
Okay, code enforcement.
Hello, Vince Batonio, code enforcement. We have no comments or objections.
Parks and Recreation?
Parks and Recreation has no comments or objections.
Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection.
Transportation?
Jane Wolfenberger with transportation. I just wanted to verify parking requirements and establish any parking agreements, shared parking agreements between the tracks as needed based on that, between track 1C, 1B, when it appears that shared access needs to be established based on the driveway location off of Lumber and the westernmost access off of Lumber, it appears another shared access needs to be established for the lots it serves for any new easements to find beneficiaries and maintenance responsibilities. I just wanted to make sure all the shared access was established on the plat, both access and parking as needed. For any future development, if not submitting a site plan through DRB, provide a TCL, traffic circulation layout, and for any future development, provide a trip generation to determine if a traffic impact study shall be required.
Okay, that's pretty straightforward. So don't have any further questions.
Okay, Regina, occasionally you're kind of cutting out. So if you can just make sure you're right in your mic. I think you understand those comments?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. Thank you. And how do you say your last name?
It's Okoye.
Okoye. Okay, yeah. Now I've got it. Thank you. Let's go to planning for comments.
This is Jay Rodenbach. The supplemental submittal memo for the July 21st DR meeting, I just noted that a revised plat was stated in the memo, but not included in the actual submittal itself. But it did include a letter requesting an administrative amendment from the 5-foot sidewalk width requirement on the side streets of Lumber and Hardware Avenue. The requests were adequately justified. Plat sheets were added depicting the I'll just note that they did get us the justification letters as well, adding more detail regarding the purpose of the easements and why they were no longer needed. We had previously requested that, and they did submit this, which is being shown on the screen right now. And that's all we have.
Okay. And just remind me, Ms. Wolfenberger, did you have any concerns about the sidewalk waivers, administrative sidewalk waivers?
I did not have any concerns about the sidewalk waivers.
Okay. So, Mr. Mulhall, we want any waivers like that to be noted on the plat. So you might want to go ahead and do that now that you've heard that from Ms. Wolfenberger.
Okay, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We'll be sure to add that waiver note to the plat as we move forward with the adjustments that are necessary for it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And so when do you want to come back?
Ryan, do you have a good estimation on that?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. No, I'm sorry. I don't really have a good understanding for what still needs to happen on the plat. I think we need to kind of discuss that internally a little bit more. I'd say at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, I agree with that. 2 weeks.
Okay, so that would be August 4th?
Okay. I believe so.
Okay. Is there a motion to defer item 12 to August 4th?
And Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
It's Montano, code enforcement, I second.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Vincent Montano, code enforcement, I approve.
Christina Sandoval, Parks and Recreation, I approve.
Ernest Darmijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jim Wolfenberger, Water Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. So there's a consensus vote to defer item 12, PR 2020-4640. Preliminary plat 2021-113, vacation of public easement 2021-114 and 115 to the August 4th meeting of the DRB. Okay, at this point, we need to take a little break to reset. And is there a motion to take a recess until 11:20?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Vincent Montano, code enforcement, I second.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Vincent Montano, code enforcement, approve.
Christina Sandoval, Parks and Recreation, approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger, with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to go into recess until 11:20. We will be back at 11:20 sharp. Go ahead and turn off your videos and microphones during the break for your privacy.